let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's go now to Eli Lake joining us this morning. Eli, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Great to have you here. And I want to, you know, there's so much going on. Let's go right off to the State Department. We're seeing reporting in the past few days that Rex Tillerson may be on the way out and Mike Pompeo may be on the way in to become Secretary of State. What are you hearing?
Well, this has been a rumor that's been flying around really since the summer. And if you remember, you know, we've seen sort of cycles where we see a bunch of stories where Donald Trump is expressing his frustration, or we see people reporting that about Rex Tillerson. This time it looks like there's much more detail about a sort of transition from getting Pompeo from the CIA right now into the State Department, and then, you know, the New York Times reported that Tom Cotton would be the person to go to the CIA. I've heard that part of it where who will be the next CIA director if this actually goes through is not quite yet set, but it does look like Tillerson is on the way out.
Set this up for people. Why is Rex Tillerson even in consideration for being on the way out?
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that I think that the president and Tillerson had a very close relationship in the beginning of his term, you know, almost a year ago. But over time, you know, Tillerson was pursuing kind of policies that, at least publicly, the president would, you know, sort of was against what the president was saying. A classic example of that would be the crisis within the Gulf states between Saudi Arabia and Qatar. You know, Tillerson has been working on a deal with Qatar while, you know, the president has been publicly saying he stands with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and in the standoff there. But you see it with other things, too. I mean, we saw a couple months ago the president said, don't waste your time, Rex, with negotiating with the North Koreans. And, you know, this has been something that Tillerson has spent a lot of time trying to sort of set up the conditions for resuming nuclear talks with North Korea. And, you know, the president, which I think the president's strategy, by the way, is also to eventually get to the negotiating table, but kind of undermining him in social media like that must be extremely frustrating. So, I mean, there's one interpretation that this is an effort to try to just get Tillerson himself to just quit. So effectively, you know, Donald Trump, a man who became famous for firing people, doesn't have to fire him.
So let me ask you, if the president and Rex Tillerson are on such different pages when it comes to some of these issues, why can't that just be cleared up with a meeting?
Well, that's a little bit of a mystery, and it's also why would you undercut your current Secretary of State in such a delicate moment with the North Koreans? You know, at this point, you want to sort of convey that everybody in the administration is speaking for the president, but that's not what most people think, and I think that, you know, this is a large part, this is the president's own problem, that he is so undisciplined and so impetuous and so mercurial when it comes to tweeting that, you know, he undermines his own policies, and the government oftentimes is appearing at odds with what he tweets. And the result of that, I think, is that the president is as weak as I have ever seen at this stage of presidency.
Well, Eli, let me ask you, but you mentioned North Korea. I want to ask you about something you've written in the last 24 hours. The headline on your piece, Give Up on Stopping North Korea. The subhead, It's Too Late for Prevention, Focus on Deterrence. That's an amazing thing to hear somebody say, give up on stopping North Korea. Why do you say that?
Well, because, I don't think that there is any chance that there's going to be a war or a military action will stop it. And I mean, we can go through that, but The North Koreans have the ability to destroy the city of Seoul, and that is a price that successive presidents have said is too high, and I believe that too, and I don't think Trump pretty much feels the same way. And I think it's just totally pointless to try to get into another negotiation with the North Koreans. They have no intention of giving up their nuclear deterrent. They're very close. They're not quite there, but the last thing they have to do is perfect a survivable warhead that could remain on a missile that was re-entering the atmosphere if it was an intercontinental ballistic missile. And most people say, who are experts in this, say it's a matter of time, it's a technical problem, but the North Koreans will figure it out, you know, at some point. It looks like maybe sooner than later. So my point is that if you know that negotiations are not going to work, then maybe now's the time to start thinking about more creatively about what to do about North Korea. So that means, you know, really focus more on missile defense. Tell China that it's their problem.
Yes.
Focus on the Chinese predations in the region, particularly militarization of the South China Sea. And finally, have a president that is in line with North Korean defectors.
All right,
and
well,
focus on the long-range goal of trying to end one of the worst prison states on the planet.
Eli,
the worst prison state on the planet.
Eli, like, thank you. We're out of time here, but thank you for yours. If you're interested in catching up with Eli's perspective on this, he's a Bloomberg columnist, and you can find him online at Bloomberg.com. Eli, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.